everyone, and thanks for watching Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Moran Mason, and I'm joined for the first time this season by Scott Zolak. Zo, a 19-17 Patriots victory tonight. Yeah. Largely a defensive battle, but the storylines for the Patriots are of course, on offense. And that is because we saw Tom Brady take the field for the first time since January today.
It's good to see Tom get out there. And I know he's, I don't want to say lobbying, been lobbying to play, but he wants to play. You know, the competitor that he is, the juices that flow with that guy. And they also got to get Jimmy ready. So it's a tough, delicate balance at coach. And I thought he handled well tonight. They gave Jimmy the start, got him ready, and it's going to assimilate the best thing he's going to see as far as an environment, week one in Arizona. And then Tom got in there, you know, I don't want to say shook the rust off, but got the butterflies out, got going, hit the pass early, had the beautiful touchdown pass to Chris Hogan. It's kind of that little barrel drill that he and Jimmy do when they compete. At the end of practice, we've seen it for 14 practices, thrown it in those buckets. Beautiful pass right there. And it's just, hey, we're not going to see him until week five, so it was good to see him get out there and play.
From your perspective as a former quarterback, how important was it for, you know, maybe put yourself in his shoes, for him to get out here and to have those reps when potentially he might not see the field for another 5 weeks?
Well, I don't want to say it's a reward, but, I mean, he put so much into it. You know, he's the first one in, last one to leave. He's been doing it for 17 years. Not that that guarantees that, okay, this is going to get you reps or reps in the game. But I think at some point, you know, you got to get out there and play a little bit, and that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to play last week, and then he had the accident with the thumb.
You mentioned Jimmy got the start, but he had a shaky day as compared to last week. What did you see from Garoppolo?
Well, I thought he started really well. I thought when he was compact and he got the ball out of his hand and he'd make it real simple and just get the ball out in the flat to guys like Hogan. I didn't see him really do anything with the tight ends with Bennett or Derby like we saw over the last couple weeks. But, you know, concerning down in the red zone, it's 3 weeks in a row where you pop one right there, and Brady almost threw a pick too. So there's things they need to work on, and coach is going to look at it completely different. It's matchups, it's personnel combinations. But it's good to see Edelman get out there too and mix it up a little bit, even though he didn't do much. But eventually Amendola's going to be back, Gronkowski's going to be back. And hopefully, you know, Jimmy's going to have a whole different allotment when he gets out there in the huddle with them in Arizona.
You speak about adding pieces back on defense. They did get some valuable pieces back. Logan Ryan was out there for the first time.
Yeah, it's good to see him.
And had an interception. They seem to knock Cam Newton off his game. What does that mean for the defense?
That's about as bad as I saw Cam Newton play. Just indecisive, just throwing off the back foot, throwing sidearm, not looking where he's throwing. Mm-hmm. And he could have 5 interceptions out there. I thought they frustrated Cam. They did a good job pushing him to the sideline. You know, he tried to stay alive, and Cam Newton's going to have a great year. Don't get caught up in preseason game number 3. Cam Newton had an awful half, and this is going to be the start of something bad here. But that's a good move moving forward, because there was concern they're going to come down here and be, you know, it's a Carolina team coming off a Super Bowl. They're big, they're strong, they're powerful, and they thought they're going to run all over them.
All right, well, next week we're in New York. We're taking on the Giants.
Hopefully it'll be cooler. Can't wait to go to Newark, one of my favorite cities in all of America.
All right, we'll see you there. Thanks so much for
I
thought so, but I wasn't going to call you out.
All right,
thanks so much.
See you, Miranda.
Until next time, I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Scott Zolak. See you later.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.